You've been together for years. She loves you so much. She's kind, sweet. She makes you smile and laugh. She buys you food to lay out on the table, and then you'll bring her flowers for no apparent reason, so you say. She's so wonderful, so caring. She tells you how handsome you are and how special you are to her. She treats you so well, like a fucking king. And all your friends are so green with envy of your perfect relationship. But it's not really perfect, is it? She makes love to you, sweet and gentle. In the moonlight-bathed bed you've always made love in, safe and warm. She kisses your lips, stares into your eyes, and tells you that you feel so good inside her. She holds your hand and again proclaims how much she loves you. She makes you come, soft and slowly. And she finishes and falls asleep with you in her arms. But you stay wide awake, don't you? I know you do. And I know in those sleepless moments, I'm all you can think about. Now, don't you dare feel guilty about it. The only thing I want you to feel is your cock, my plaything, getting harder and harder as you picture how good I fuck you. So go ahead and try. Try to keep your hands off yourself when you think about what I do to you. I know you can't. Just imagine how tight I wrap my hand around your throat, how hard I slap your face, and how deep I sink my teeth into your flesh. And how I take and use every inch of you. Don't you think it feels so good because you know I don't give a goddamn about you? Is that what makes you come so hard? Is that what turns your boxers into a sopping, pre-cumming mess? That I treat you like a cheap fuck toy? 'Cause deep down, you know when I tell you that you are made to be used, you know I'm right. I'm always right. That's what keeps you coming back for more. Now, every week, like clockwork, when everyone you care about thinks you're volunteering, you are getting fucked by me in that dirty shithole of a bar. Fucked like a little bitch boy in a bathroom stall. Ridden like a stud slut on the dirty carpet of the back room. Pinned down and pegged on the pool table. That's when we found out you liked being watched, don't you? I always knew you were a bit of an attention whore, weren't you? You remember, don't you? You can still feel those bleary, bloodshot eyes on you, can't you? The smell of sweat and stale beer in the air as I suck my manicured nails into the flesh of your hips. As I proceeded to pound your ass. Savage and deep, the sounds of flesh smacking flesh only drowned out by those loud, desperate wails you let out. I bet you didn't even think you were capable of making sounds like that. I know you didn't think you can come that hard. So tell me the truth. How hard are you jerking that sad little dick for me, That's right. Work that cock like the filthy slut you are. I want you to imagine feeling the coarse felt on your nipples. Remember that? Trying to regain your composure with your boxers around your ankles and your cum dripping down your thighs. You stayed like that, ass red and swollen, bent over the pool table in full display of everyone, until I told you to get the fuck out. We're closing. So you went home and got into the same bed you are in now. The difference is, that time, you were satisfied. You were spent. Unlike right now, where you are just empty and so damn frustrated. Not for much longer, though. I know you're so close to coming for me. Just squeezing those eyes shut and thinking about the first time I fucked you. I knew what you wanted. No. Wanting is an understatement. No, you needed the moment you opened your hungry little bitch mouth. You told me you never cheated before as I pulled you into the women's room. You were so eager, so obedient when I made you get on your knees in that stall. Now I want you to think about my tight, wet pussy suffocating your face. That was the first time you've ever had that face really fucked, and you loved every second of it. My eyes locked on yours as you felt me writhe, spasm, and squirt all over you. That wet, sticky nectar dripping all over your body and all over your face. You choked on it, some dripping out of the corners of your mouth, over your chin and down to the floor. You pleaded when I pointed at it, and I told you to lick it up. But I could see how much it turned you on. In that instant, as your little greedy tongue licked my juices off that dirty bathroom floor, I knew I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to you. We both knew. You belong to me, and only me. So did you come yet? No use lying. I know you did. And it was so much better than when she fucked you, wasn't it? You feel complete now, don't you? Finally satisfied. That's because you know what you are. You're not some manly king to be worshipped and groveled at, but rather a piece of fucking cock meat to be used. She will never, ever do it like I do. Now, you go to sleep. I can't even tell you how excited I am just thinking about the next time you'll walk into that bar. You know I'll be waiting for you.